now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Prince Albert II of Monaco has applauded the staging of the Beijing Winter Olympics by China and praised the competition for celebrating the Olympic spirit and values.
It's very different because it's a Summer Games and a Winter Games, and also because it's a different, Summer Games are on a different scale, of course, and cater to a lot of different sports and a large number of sports, and so you have to accommodate also a great number of spectators. Now, with COVID, that has also changed, and the fact that these games can still take place, I think, is a great tribute to not only Beijing, China, authorities, the organizing committee, and the International Olympic Committee. But I think everybody worked together to make these games happen. But I think the great thing is that not only do they start on in a great way with beautiful ceremonies, celebrating the Chinese New Year, but also I think that to see the tremendous efforts that that your country, that Beijing, that the organizing committee has made.
The prince is among the world leaders who attended the opening ceremony of the games. This is also his 11th visit to China. Official data shows a record number of viewers are watching the Beijing Winter Olympics. CEO Yanis Isarkos of Olympic Broadcasting Services says the games have attracted over 2 billion views on social media platforms. Meanwhile, the number of people watching the event on the official website of the Olympic Games has exceeded 45 million, more than the entire run of the Pyeongchang Games 4 years ago. Beijing's vowing to give full support to Hong Kong as the southern Chinese city is battling a new COVID outbreak. The special administrative region has seen a tenfold rise in cases since the start of this month. Ann Chung has more.
To fight this ongoing fifth wave, the government has tightened its measures. It's the strictest the city has faced yet since the pandemic began. Public gatherings are reduced to a cap of 2 people, and a maximum of only 2 households are allowed to gather on private premises like homes. Existing social distancing measures have also been further extended till February 24th. And then when February 24th rolls around, the vaccine pass will then kick into effect, meaning people will need to use the Leave Home Safe tracking app and show proof of having at least 1 vaccine dose before they can enter around 23 premises. And then after April, phase 2 of the vaccine pass will require 2 vaccine doses for those above 18 years old. And then from June onwards, the requirement will be further raised to 3 vaccine doses. Now, medical experts from the Hong Kong University predict that even if the current social distancing measures are maintained, cases could peak at 28,000 per day with 1,000 deaths by June. And they're suggesting that a citywide lockdown for 2 to 3 months would be the solution to get Hong Kong back to its zero COVID status.
U.S. President Joe Biden's expected to issue an executive order to use Afghan assets frozen in the U.S. to fund humanitarian relief in Afghanistan and compensate victims of the September 11th attacks. Washington froze around $7 billion of the Afghan central bank's assets after the Taliban took control of the country in mid-August. The order will require U.S. financial institutions to facilitate access to $3.5 billion for Afghan relief and basic needs. The other half will be used to fund ongoing litigation by U.S. victims of terrorism. The UK economy grew by 7.5% last year, rebounding from its 9.4% fall in 2020. The figure represents the fastest growth in the country since 1941. The Bank of England also predicts the country's output, measured on a quarterly basis, will recover to its pre-pandemic size by the end of March. A Mexican journalist has been shot and killed in the southern state of Oaxaca. Police confirmed Heber Lopez's murder on Thursday, making his death the 5th killing of a media personality in the country this year. Lopez was an independent journalist who regularly wrote about politics and corruption in local government. Prosecutors said 2 people were arrested in relation with the crime, though the investigation's ongoing. The Australian government's officially listed the iconic koala as an endangered species due to habitat loss over the past 2 decades. Environment Minister Susan Ley said the decision came after the native marsupial's habitats were hit by prolonged drought, bushfires, and developers cutting down trees. Environment groups campaigned for koalas to be listed as endangered after 60,000 of the animals were killed, injured, or displaced in the 2019-20 Black Summer bushfires. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigelow. We'll be right back.